This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu urged everyone to work together to ensure water availability and security, highlighting that climate change is affecting the water cycle in today's time. Conferring the 6th National Water Awards 2024 and the first Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Awards in New Delhi, the President said the efficient use of water is essential for the country as its water resources are limited, considering the population. She congratulated the awardees for their efforts towards saving water and underscored that no one can survive without it. The President also highlighted that under the Water Conservation Public Participation Program launched last year, more than 3.5 million groundwater recharge structures have been constructed.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि पिछले वर्ष शुरू किए गए जल संचय जन भागीदारी कार्यक्रम के तहत 35 लाख बताया गया है अधिक ग्राउंड वाटर रिचार्ज स्ट्रक्चर्स का निर्माण किया जा चुका है सर्कुलर वाटर इकोनॉमी की प्रणालियों को अपनाकर सभी इंडस्ट्रीज तथा अन्य स्टेक होल्डर्स जन संसाधन का प्रभावी उपयोग कर सकते हैं.
Awards were presented to 46 winners in 10 categories, including Best District, Best Village Panchayat, Best Urban Local Body, Best Institution, Best School, and Best Individual. Maharashtra secured the first position in the Best State category of the 6th National Water Awards for 2024, while Gujarat and Haryana were placed second and third, respectively. An encounter broke out between security forces and Maoists in the Maridumilli forest area of Alluri Sitaramaraju district in Andhra Pradesh today. 6 Maoists were killed in the operation. Among the dead were senior Maoist leader and central committee member Madhvi Hidma, his wife Rajay, and several close followers. Andhra Pradesh DGP Harish Kumar Gupta said security personnel had launched combing operations in the area from 6 a.m. today. He said the operation was taken up after receiving inputs on Maoist movement along the border regions of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Odisha. Security forces continue to monitor the region as the search operation remains in progress. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted a search operation at over 25 premises connected to the Al-Falah Group in Delhi and NCR. The search operation is part of an ongoing investigation into financial irregularities, use of shell companies, accommodation entities, and money laundering. The agency said it is investigating 9 shell companies linked to the group, all registered at the same address. The role of Al-Falah Trust and related entities is under investigation. In addition, prima facie discrepancies have been noted in claims regarding UGC and NAAC recognition. ED said these aspects are being examined with the concerned authorities. Al-Falah University has come under scrutiny after the arrest of several doctors in connection with the blast near Delhi's Red Fort on the 10th of this month. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the 4th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders from capital markets in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has opposed the death penalty imposed on ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in absentia by the country's court. During his daily media briefing, UN Chief's spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said the United Nations stands against the use of the death penalty in all circumstances. Amnesty International has also condemned yesterday's decision of Bangladesh's International Crimes Tribunal to sentence former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal to death after convicting them in absentia of crimes against humanity linked to the 2024 student-led protests. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading with modest losses in afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 181 points to 84,770, while the Nifty dipped 70 points to 25,943 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.